Fairness or justice is something we all desire and we should demand for ourselves and for others. We all want to be fair, but sometimes fairness is hard to achieve. How we view fairness may differ from person to person because of life experiences. Ooh, we may not want more than we deserve, but we definitely don't want less. Okay, now as children, if we had to split that last piece of pizza, we made sure it was cut precisely down the middle. We held glasses of soda side by side, so make sure that we had the same amount. Now, can you remember crying out, "He has more than I have, and that is not fair"? Even as adults, we want our fair share. So it's understandable we want our God to be unquestionably fair and just. Now, Matthew presents us with an annoying, hard lesson. And I will tell you, my daughter hates this gospel. Today we learn that the way we view justice is through human eyes, while God has a divine point of view. Consequently, God's idea of fairness may be really different from ours. Now, early in the morning, this landowner sets out to select day workers to toil in his vineyard. He hired the first group at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he went out again at 9, 12, 3, and 5. He always found individuals who needed work. The workday ended at sundown, which is about 6 o'clock in the evening. Now, this practice of gathering workers is still common in all parts of the world, even here in the United States, and you see them gathering. Okay. Now, the first group was thrilled because they found a full day's of work. Those who were picked last had worried the entire day about not finding work. How would they feed their family? Therefore, they were grateful even for only 1 hour of labor. The landowner, don't worry if he talks, hello in the back, hello, with the little, if he talks, don't worry. Don't bother me at all. Don't bother me. Okay? Now, the landowner promised to pay the usual wage to the first group of workers he hired. He told the second group he would pay whatever was right. But he didn't make any kind of financial agreement with the final group. These workers did not know what they were getting, but they knew they were getting something. Imagine the surprise when they received a full day's wage. Sadly, one of these workers acknowledged the landowner's incredible generosity. Not one stopped to say thank you. The ones who did notice were the ones who worked the longer hours. Okay, they did not comment on how generous the landowner was because they were licking their chops, imagining how much more they were going to get. Well, surprise, everybody got exactly the same pay. These workers grumbled and complained about how unfair this landowner was. They worked in the hot sun, while those who worked only 1 hour in the cooler part of the day got the same pay. In what world would that be considered fair? And most of us agree. Now, the landowners did not cheat these men because he paid the agreed upon salary. Okay. Sadly, any gratitude that these men had for getting work disappeared and turned into feelings of anger and resentment. These workers were no longer saw the landowner as generous, but they saw him as unjust. Now, we struggle with this parable because we're comfortable with human fairness, but not divine equality. If God, in his mercy, embraces at heaven's gate someone that we consider a horrendous sinner, do we think we deserve a better heaven because we led a good Christian life? I don't think, in fact, I know there's not a ghetto heaven for sinners. But let's talk. So this is the part of the gospel that everybody thinks about. You know, it's the landowner, and they didn't feel they were treated correctly and all that. But let's talk about that other group that got a full day's pay for 1 hour of labor. Which group was more ungrateful? Those who had felt that they were cheated, or those who took the landowner's generosity for granted? Most of us here are generously blessed. Have we taken our overabundance of blessings for granted? Have we become like the workers who received a great bonus and just walked away? Because of their ingratitude, they lacked as much graciousness as those that felt cheated. We believe that God hears all our prayers, so we continuously pray to God for our health and safety and those we love. But do we ever give thanks that God actually listens to our cries? Do we pray with the same intensity when we give thanks as we do when we're asking for something? We often appreciate what we have when we're in danger of losing it. At our age, well, most of us here, okay, we moan and groan because we need glasses, because we need hearing aids, and maybe we need an artificial joint or two. Yeah. But did we ever give thanks when our vision was 20/20? When we could hear a whisper across the room that our kids would say, "How did you hear them?" And we could run after the kids all day long. We probably didn't. When I got married, my father died before I even met Al. Okay, so he did. And obviously the day I got married, he wasn't there. My brother gave me away. When my kids got married, I can clearly remember thanking God that I was there, and I could see the service, and I could see my kids getting married, that I have mental images in my mind that no one could ever take away. You know, I was grateful. While you see, you hear, you touch, and you don't even think about it. And those all are gifts. Spiritually, is Christmas the only time we thank God for the incarnation? Do we ever thank Christ for becoming human and teaching us about the Father's everlasting love? Do we thank God for wanting a personal relationship with us? How many of us thank God for his presence at every Eucharist? Are we grateful that God's love does not end at our death, but continues throughout eternity? This is our faith, and yet these are the very things that we often take for granted. We should shout and proclaim our faith from the rooftops. We must never feel embarrassed or silly talking about God and our beliefs. We cannot be like the workers who got the big paycheck, smiled, and just simply walked away. But be of good cheer. It's never too late to turn around and say, "Thank you, God." So this parable is not only a lesson about God's view of fairness, it's also a lesson in appreciation, especially when we realize we have more than we ever deserve. We have to be aware of all our blessings, and not just those we pray for. Be grateful that God does not follow our closely held rules of fairness. God's Spirit is more generous and more loving than we could ever be. And that's another reason we should be eternally grateful. Amen. Amen. Amen.